Our values change from year to year, especially decade to decade. So if you say that I value health, then you have to say what goes into health. Typically, people will say the things that most people say.
Welcome to Vitality Evolutions Podcast. Discover life-changing advice and insights from lifestyle, fitness, and nutrition experts on how to achieve a healthy, fit body, and a powerful, vibrant mind. Feel stronger and live longer. Are you ready to rejuvenate your body, mind, and spirit?
Hello and welcome to Vitality Evolution. I'm happy to introduce to you today, Ann Browning. Ann Browning will be talking about matching values with goals. You can find her at annbrowning.com. Ann has a company called Ann Browning Coaching and Consulting. In addition, Ann has developed Tears of Healing, which has products to assist before, during, and after loss. She has been in the human development field for over 30 years. Relationship building is her specialty. So, hey, good morning, Ann. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I'm very happy to be here. Thank you, Wolf.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us. So, we'll be talking about matching values with goals, and you have developed a workshop about values and goals. So tell us a little bit about that and also what you're really passionate about and your history.
I started that particular workshop, oh gosh, it's been probably over 20 years ago, as a result of, I've always set goals. As a child, I would even set goals. And then sometimes I would set a goal. I remember one in particular where I really wanted to be a manager of a place that I was working at in my 20s, and I really wanted that job and set that goal and achieved it, because typically I achieve my goals. But when I got there, it was not anything that I wanted. I was miserable. I would dread every single Monday morning. And then fast forward, when I got more into the personal growth and human development field, it hit me that one of the things that I do and some of my clients did, and I think a lot of people do, is that you set a goal based on something that's on the outside of you. Perhaps it's something that your parents said would be good for you. Perhaps it's something that you read an article in a newspaper and you say, oh, they're really, the tech industry is going really big, so I should get into the tech field if I want a good job. And you set those goals, and sometimes it works. Oftentimes it doesn't, because what happens is we'll set a goal and it absolutely doesn't match our values at the time. Our values change from year to year. Especially decade to decade, but some of our values stay the same probably throughout our life. But that's when I put that together. I thought, you know, if you set your values first, you identify what those values are that you live by, that you want to pursue, and then you take your goals from there. And when I started doing that, it was like a huge aha to me. I was much happier. The goals, I didn't dread. It wasn't like an upward hill. I mean, it was a lot of work, but it was enjoyable work, and I know you know what I mean. That's how it started.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, speaking about goals and values, I mean, specifically when it comes down to health and wellness, so let's talk about that. Because, I mean, you know, so when we're starting with considering what our values are when it comes down to health and wellness, I mean, there could be sometimes a disconnect, right? I mean, have you experienced that with working with clients?
Absolutely. There will be people who will say they want to be healthy, and then when you look at what they eat, what they drink, what their activity levels are, and perhaps they are so busy that when they say, oh, I don't have time for exercise, they don't have time to cook at home, I have to get fast food. That could be very true, because what they didn't do is to say, do I really value health? And it could be that you just don't value health right now in your life. Some people don't. Right. And I think it's much better to be honest with yourself and say, right now, I value the economy. I value making money. I value that more than my health right now. I'll have to do it later when I have more money, I have more time. But to say that you value health when you're not doing anything healthy, you begin to, your brain begins to know that you lie, that you're lying to yourself. And that's extremely detrimental to people. So If you say that your value is health, and your idea of health, Wolf, might be different than mine. Sure. I know I have some daughters who their idea of health is they're training for marathons. That's not my idea of health. If I tried to train for a marathon, I would probably be sick. So, but I admire that very much, and they definitely, that's a huge value in their life. And when you look at how they live their life, you can say, oh, this is what they value.
So I guess really understanding that there could be a disconnect between your values, what you're focusing on, and really kind of where you, I guess, put your importance, and then the goal setting is really something that we need to get under control, right?
Yes, right. If you want to know what you value, take a look at your life. If your life is out of control, then perhaps what you value is drama. Perhaps what you value is chaos. If your health is poor, you're overweight, your flexibility is not good, then perhaps what you value is watching TV. So if you say that I value health, then you have to say what goes into health. Is it fruits and vegetables? Is it good rest? Is it clean water, clean air? So you have to be able to then mesh it so it's not a disconnect, and then set your goals accordingly.
Right.
Makes sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And then do you have any specific advice? So, I mean, do we take a piece of paper or do we take a journal, write down our values on one side and kind of our goals on the other side, or what are some of the techniques?
That's absolutely what I do in the particular workshop that I have. I have people get out a piece of paper. And then very quickly, without thinking about it, I want them to list their top 10 values. Typically, people will say the things that most people say, love, family, health. And then I'll say, okay, great. Now what I'd like you to do is on this other piece of paper, say what you spend the majority of your time on. If I'm working with somebody and they are working 70 hours a week, that's a huge disconnect from what they say they value. Now, what you can do, just so that you are in alignment internally, is you can say, but my family is a value, and for me to care for my family, I need to work 70 hours a week right now. So that you can begin to say, all right, I do value them, and this is how my value plays out. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I guess it's really trying to create some clarity and an inner dialogue in regards of finding out like where's the alignment? Do these things align, or is there that disconnect that we try to fix in one way or the other, right?
Right, and I think any of us who have lived long enough, we've maybe experience that disconnect where we just feel like things aren't right, where we don't feel comfortable. Nothing seems to be going. You seem to be stumbling. That's a great time to say, is this really what my value is? I think right now, while we're a lot of us have to be forced to not have as many distractions. We can't go out. We can't go to the movies. We can't be with friends as we're in a quarantine situation, that this is a great time to begin to say, what is it I really value in my life? And how do I want my life to look as I begin to come out of this? what do I want to shift or change? Do I want to put maybe more of a schedule into my life so that I get up 30 minutes earlier so that I can get in a walk or a workout? Maybe I want to work on Sundays, so on Sundays to prepare my meals for the week so I don't have to be going to fast food or drive through on the way home from a long day. So those are things that we have the opportunity right now to do, to take a look at what we value.
Yes, very good. Well, definitely an interesting topic that people should take to heart, you know, how to really align values with goals. Do you have any closing thoughts for us? And then please tell people how they can reach out to you and how to get in touch with you.
I think if there's anything that would come from this is that however you're living your life, is that you really want to be as connected with what you say as what you do. So that if what you're doing doesn't match what you say you believe, then something has to change. Either what you say you believe has to shift or what you're doing has to shift, because it's not good for your health. Emotional, spiritual, intellectual, it's just not good for your physical health either.
Very good.
If people want to get a hold of me, I'm at anne@annbrowning.com. Pretty simple. My name is with an E, A-N-N-E. And Browning is like the color brown, ing.com.
All right. Very good, Anne. Thank you so much for being with us today. All the best, and we'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
All the best to you, too. Thank you so much. Bye.